We're back coast to coast on Fox Sports Radio. One of my favorite players of all time, Hall of Fame legend Tony Dorsett joins us. Tony, thanks for coming on.
Man, let me tell you, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's a pleasure seeing you. You've been working Radio Row hard. A lot of people are excited to see you.
Oh, man, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, this time of year, Super Bowl 50, you got a lot of ex and current players here, retired players as well, and you know, it's good to be around mixing and mingling with some of the fans.
And a rivalry city from the Cowboys, San Francisco and Dallas. It brings back rivalry moments, doesn't it?
Just a little bit. Yeah, man, I tell you, back in the day, you know, San Fran and Dallas, obviously, there was going to be one of the two that's going to go to the big dance. And it's bring back some of those memories as well.
Walk me through that, because in a division with the Giants and the Eagles, but knowing on the West Coast, some of the 49er great teams were waiting for you, and you were waiting for them at the end of the year. Yeah. You were always watching them, seeing what they were doing.
Well, obviously, you know, because we knew that, you know, if you get out of the NFC East, you know, you're going to have to eventually, you know, you're going to have to play one of these Western Conference teams. And San Francisco obviously was creating a lot of noise out here on the West Coast. And every time I think about San Francisco, I think about the catch, man. And it just really brings me down every time. But this is a great part of the country. It's a great franchise. They got great owners. They got great players. You know, it's just an unfortunate thing for us, you know, the catch.
Thinking about the catch, one question. Did it bother you so much because it should have been defended, or because you knew you were going to win the Super Bowl by winning that game?
It's a combination of both. You know, we knew, you know, we get to that to this step out here, you know, it was over. You know, we're gonna win the Super Bowl. There's no question about it in our mind, and I'm sure in their mind as well. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, things didn't work out for us, man, and that's something that sticks with you for a long time.
Tony Dorsett's our guest. I want to ask you, because I have a 14- and 12-year-old son who are starting to play football. What were your earliest football memories where you realized you had an opportunity to play in high school and maybe get an opportunity to get an education in college?
Well, you know, I followed behind four older brothers, and, you know, it was a family tradition. But, you know, I was the smallest of all of them. And, you know, when I was, my sophomore year of high school, I kind of felt that I might have a chance to maybe get on and further my athleticism and education in college. But when my junior year, I grew a little bit, put a little bit more pounds on, not a whole lot of pounds, obviously, because I was a freshman at Pitt at 155. But anyway, I got a little bigger, a little stronger. I guess a little bit more motivated, a little hungrier. And you know, I was surrounded by a lot of other great players, and you know, we had a great team. We won a lot of games. And I was one of the focal points of our offense as well as our defense. And so, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but I was recruited a lot as a defensive player, almost as much as I was as an offensive player, because, you know, a lot of schools thought that I was too small to be a major college running back because of my size, and they wanted to put me at DB because I was a pretty doggone good DB.
You were a great DB back in the day.
I would hit you, buddy. Trust me.
At 155.
I was a Jack Tatum type. That's right. I was at 155, but when I arrived with authority. Trust me.
How tough was it to give up playing defense?
It wasn't tough at all because of the fact, like, my family tradition. I had my older brothers were, they all both went both ways, but they were all predominantly more running backs than defensive players. And my thing was to keep carry on the family tradition. I wanted to be my first goal at schools, even recruiting me, I said, I have to be a running back first. If I can't be a running back, I know I can fall off on the defense and play well. But my goal was to be a running back first.
Tony Dorsett joins us, Hall of Famer. You're a member of a number of fraternities, the Ring of Honor, the Hall of Fame, the Heisman Trophy. The biggest story all week wasn't Denver or Carolina. It's been the behavior and the turn of Johnny Manziel, who's a Heisman Trophy winner, part of your fraternity. What advice would you give to him and his family as he's having a difficult time in his personal life? There was talks of potential suicide, problems with his girlfriend. He's in your clique as a Heisman Trophy winner. What could you say to him?
I haven't been hearing all this stuff. I've been a little bit out of the loop, but just to relax, you know, step back, get away from all the riffraff, get away from all that stuff. Get with people that you know that love you and respect you. Get with your family, sit back, and just reflect back on all of it, Johnny. Think about what it was going. Think about what happened in this particular situation. Think about what happened in that particular situation. Think about what happened in another position. And what you need to do, man, is start evaluating and evaluate who your real friends are. And, you know, take advantage, you know, and surround yourself with people that love you, that care for you. Don't be always trying to think that you got to be the guy you got to be the show. You don't have to be the show. You got to be somebody that you just got to know that you can carry yourself with honor and with respect. You know, do those kind of things. And don't worry about what people in the media are saying about you so much. You know, that you have to, Johnny Manziel is not doing this, or Johnny Manziel is not doing that. I'm talking about on the field. You know, Johnny Manziel knows who Johnny Manziel is. Johnny Manziel sees the talent that he's playing behind, the talent that he's playing with. And, Johnny, if you can just wait for your chance, wait for your opportunity. When that opportunity presents itself, then you take full advantage of it. Until then, you know, you got to be one of the guys, you know. And you can't just let the hype get caught up in the hype. Getting caught up in the hype is something that will drive him to out of the league to an early grave.
I'm so happy you said that, because instead of everything we could talk about, from the Cowboys to your Heisman Trophy to all your success as a Hall of Famer, I think this will go viral, and this will get to Johnny Manziel, because he is at the bottom. He is hitting rock bottom now. His father's concerned about him, his safety to himself. Obviously, he's going through a tough time, and I think advice like this from a Heisman Trophy mentor could really help him.
Johnny needs to get around some people that have been there and done that, and that can help him and talk to him a little bit. It's like, you know, every Heisman Trophy winner is not guaranteed a prolific professional career. You have to understand that. And Johnny Manziel needs to understand the fact that Johnny Manziel needs to surround himself with good people. Johnny, from this is only from my perspective. I don't know particularly, only what I hear from other people. Johnny just needs to surround himself with a people, good people, people that care about him. Not the party animals. Not the people just want to party. It's like people that want to make sure that if he's partying, he's going to get his butt up and go be where he's supposed to be and do the things that he's supposed to do. You know, I mean, he's a young guy, and I understand that. I was a young man, too, once upon a time, and I had a good time, too, and I enjoyed life. And I don't blame him from that perspective, but you got to know when and where and how to do these things.
Go to huntauctions.com tonight. Please put in a bid. I'm telling you, I've interviewed 20-plus people here all week long, even more than that. This has been the best one because it had a really big impact, I think, on our audience. Well, and you could possibly help save Johnny Manziel.
Well, I hope I you know, I'm not here to save Johnny. You know, Johnny's a good guy. He's my fraternity brother, you know, Heisman Phi Heisman. I want to see him do well. I want to see every Heisman Trophy winner do well. I want to see every human being do well. But the thing about it is, you know, I got a connection with Johnny. I got to meet Johnny. I met his family. They're good people. And he's got a good upbringing. And Johnny just needs to sit down and just relax and reflect back on his family. It's not just about Johnny. It's about his family as well and his friends. But we also got to talk about this, you know, Hunt Auctions. Hunt Auctions is doing some great things. They got a lot of memorabilia out there. And I'd like to see some people come on out there and check it out, bid on it, and see. Because there's some good things.
It's great. HuntAuctions.com tonight. We'll tell all of our listeners to put in a bid. Tony, thanks for your time. All the best.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.